Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another important broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday, the second day of December, 2008. Paul Watson joined us Friday and Monday. He'll be joining us again with new developments and new breaking information. More and more the picture is becoming clear. We always keep an open mind and just analyze the information coming in. But this Pakistan-India situation with Mumbai has all the earmarks, hundreds of them, of a very sophisticated staged event. So we'll be talking for one segment with him coming up in the next segment. We then have one of the directors of the group that has been studying fake news, fake newscast, paid for propaganda by the federal government. And by the way, it is nonpartisan. So we have one of the directors from the Center for Media and Democracy about fake TV news, widespread and undisclosed. So that is coming up today. And then we have Mike Adams, the health ranger, breaking down what the Associated Press is reporting. 90% of the infant formula in the United States has melamine, a deadly poison that attacks all the organs, the liver, the kidneys, and has killed thousands of children in China and even killed some children in the United States. What does the government do? They say, well, we've told you melamine's been deadly for 80 years, but now we're going to say it's not bad for you. It's like, we've always told you mercury's bad, but now we say it's good. This is all part of the throwing it in our face, just shocking us into submission. So we'll be discussing that coming up in the fourth hour today. In the first 2 hours of the show, after we talked to Paul, I was on Coast to Coast AM in the first hour last night. And I appreciate George Norrie having me on. He contacted me and I said, let me guess what you're contacting me about. You want me back on to talk about the fact that the Washington Post has come out. The Pentagon admits they're abolishing the National Guard and they're going to put regular troops on the streets of America. He said, you bet, that's why we're calling you. Well, to be technical, his producer, Tom Danheiser. And so I was on the show last night, and I covered quite a bit, but I didn't get into all the facets. And so we'll be discussing those today, because it's a huge issue. And everything with these people is bait and switch. Everything is diversion. Everything is distraction with the globalists. Everything is sleight of hand. They've got everybody talking about a $24 billion, $25 billion bailout of the auto industry. Should it be done? Shouldn't it be done? Instead of the almost $8 trillion stolen by the offshore private banks in the last 6 weeks. See, bait and switch. Everybody's discussing that bailout, not all the others, which aren't bailouts, they're takeovers. It's the same thing. There's discussions about, well, should we have troops on the streets to fight Al-Qaeda? I mean, this report says that by 2013 we will be hit with nukes and biologicals. It will happen. So you can bet the globalists are going to do that now. They did the same thing on 9/11. Said that would happen, and then it did, as they try to terrorize us into submission. And so, A, they make it all about terrorism. When you actually read all the Pentagon directives and the planning and the training and the memo, the directive from Secretary of Defense Gates, they say clearly that this is for insurrection and to suppress the American people, for civil unrest. They're merging the military with the local police. It's in there. Instead, though, they tell the public in the big announcements it's for terrorism, knowing the public won't go read the public Pentagon documents. And there's an even another level of lies to all of this. There are just so many facets to the disinformation, because you know, people are saying, well, shouldn't we have the National Guard here to fight terrorism? It isn't the National Guard. They're getting rid of the Guard. It'll be under NORTHCOM control, and governors will serve at the pleasure of the executive, of the president, as federal officers. It's all in there. It's all there. This is a big deal.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas in occupied lower 48, United States occupied by foreign offshore banks who are openly setting up world government, abolishing liberty and freedom on a planetary scale. Coming to you from the heart of the resistance, Austin, Texas. Thank you for joining us today. Okay, we're going to get into fake TV news and propaganda coming up. We're going to get into the melamine in the milk and other poisons today with another guest, as I mentioned in the last segment, but I know some stations carry the news and just now joined us, so letting you know. We also have other reports in St. Petersburg, Florida. They want to do home inspections of your houses. Everyone's house will get a home inspection by the government. End of the Fourth Amendment. Other cities are wanting to put cameras in citizens' homes. They're doing government tests to put cameras in cars, watching all of us. That's in the New York Times. This is beyond Orwell, what is unfolding, what is happening right now. Now, a lot of people called in to the shows last week that I did live, Tuesday and Friday, and I got a lot of emails and comments saying, Alex, tell us what happened in Mumbai, in India, with Pakistan. And we said on air, well, we can only gauge the intelligence we're getting, filtering hundreds of news stories out of the Indian press, the Pakistani press, going off the history of what we know. We laid out the different scenarios that were most probable. I don't just go on air every time there's a terrorist attack and say, it's government, it's staged, it's an inside job. We look at it, and then we assess it, and then over time, we always get more information. There are four different types of terror attacks in the world today. There are completely staged government false flag events that have no connection to foreign terrorist groups or foreign military groups, like 9/11. Then there are spectacular provocateur actions where criminal groups are hired by Western intelligence agencies, and then the criminal groups go out and hire sub-criminal groups to carry out terror attacks for large cash payments. Generally, then a patsy, normally a mentally ill person on government welfare who's been in psychiatric care, will be framed for it and will be put in a mental institution. Then there's other types where they allow terrorists into a country or into a border region and open the doors for them and have intelligence stand down so they can carry out the attacks. But they never know they were allowed to do it. And then you have real terror attacks, which are spontaneous, like a woman going on a bus and stabbing 15, 14 people, or somebody blowing themselves up. I mean, there is lots of real terrorism, and generally it's really tribal warfare. It's African tribes killing each other, animus killing animus, nature worshippers. It's Muslims killing Christians. It's Christians killing Muslims. In Nigeria, there were, hundreds and hundreds killed just 2 days ago with Muslims and Christians killing each other in a border region between a Christian and Muslim area over disputed elections. And you've got a better chance of dying from a real terror attack than you do of being struck by lightning twice. They have those statistics out there. Well, terrorism, period. I mean, it is very, very rare in a world of 6.5 billion people now. That's right. The newest census projections are 6.5 billion as of 2008. So, yeah, a few thousand people die a year of terrorism. Hundreds of thousands die every year in the U.S. on the roads. Millions die worldwide in car accidents every year. Millions drown in their pools or in the lake or the river. Hundreds are eaten by crocodiles in Africa alone. Thousands die from cobra bites. Thousands die from hippopotamus attack. Hundreds die from elephant attack. Thousands die every year in the U.S. from hitting deer and flying off the road. But the media hypes the terrorism to terrorize you. It's psychological warfare. So, saying all of that now, being almost 7 days into the terror attacks being commenced, being initiated, being executed, being launched, being released in Mumbai, the financial capital of India, there is no doubt in my mind this is a government operation. The only question is, what government? We know who controls ISI. British, Israeli, and U.S. intelligence. That's mainline information, mainline news. The former head of Pakistani intelligence, their president, and others have come out and said this is staged by militants controlled by Western intelligence, who they set up in the 70s and 80s, the Mujahideen, a staged attack on India as a pretext to start a war between our two nations so the West can basically invade Pakistan and put a new puppet in. The very same terrorists that attacked Mumbai in the last 8 months have been attacking on a weekly basis government buildings, trying to kill the elected government of Pakistan, trying to overthrow them, to topple them, to remove them, to oust them, to rout them, to push them out. A junta, a purge, a coup. How did they overthrow Iran? They used Muslim extremists funded by the CIA and MI6 and Kermit Roosevelt, all declassified in Operation Ajax, to overthrow that government. Then they double-crossed the Muslim extremists and put in the Shah. On record, declassified. CIA history. On their own site. Covered in terror storm. Now, I got to go to Watson. I've only got him to the bottom of the hour. He's very busy with some other things. The point is, hundreds of new pieces of evidence have come out. Now, in the London Telegraph today, Mumbai attacks, terrorists took cocaine to stay awake. They found syringes, methamphetamine, LSD. LSD, Muslims taking LSD out of Pakistan. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys were young people. They were dressed like punk rockers. That's what witnesses saw. Many of them were light-skinned. That is in the Indian papers themselves. They had been at some base completely hopped up on drugs. The CIA has done massive tests and studies on this. And they probably, we're not sure, but there's all these earmarks. We just know it's staged. They probably just shot up with LSD. You shoot somebody up with LSD, they're not on this planet. They can't even talk normally for a week. Or it's just mindless babble. Totally fries the brain. You know, what the public takes in the U.S. is 1/1,000th of what they inject people with in mind control. And we have all that declassified. These guys were shot up on LSD. Syringes with LSD. That's London Telegraph and all the major Indian papers. LSD. Cocaine and methamphetamine. Mind control. They probably just grabbed people in the hotel who fit the profile, shot them up with these drugs. These probably aren't even the fighters. But if they were on these drugs, it's mind control. And they have huge black sites, ghost sites, and that's what they do, is mind control. The Pentagon admits Camp X-Ray, where they took all these innocent people, was a laboratory for mind control and torture. They were shooting them up there. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul's got a story up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mumbai terrorists were aided by Indian authorities. Series of specific warnings ignored. Security measures relaxed. Police refused to shoot back. Paul Watson, this is looking bad.
It's looking very suspicious, Alex. I mean, it's being confirmed, whether you want to say they botched it up or it's deliberate. There's no doubt about it. The terrorists were aided by the Indian authorities. Now it's come out that the CIA warning from the station chief in Delhi about the method of attack being via the sea and the target of the attack being the Taj Mahal Hotel was just one of a series of warnings of a possible attack on Mumbai by the sea in the month leading up to last week's attack, reports AFP today. So they were being warned by everyone that this was about to happen. The security measures at the Taj Mahal were lowered right before the attack happened. And then you've got these reports about the Indian police, even though the terrorists were sitting ducks, the Indian police were hiding and, you know, able to fire upon them, but refused to do so. And there's the story of the photographer who was the picture editor of the Mumbai Mirror, Sebastian D'Souza, who took many of the photos of the terrorists, which in some cases show them apparently hopped up on drugs with the manic expressions and so forth. And he said that he told the Belfast Telegraph, quote, there are armed policemen hiding all around the station, but none of them did anything. At one point, I ran up to them and told them to use their weapons. I said, shoot them, they're sitting ducks, but they just didn't shoot back. As the gunmen fired at policemen taking cover across the street, Mr. D'Souza realized that a train was pulling into the station, unaware of the horror within. And then it goes on. So the police were refusing to shoot back at the terrorists right from the outset of the attack.
Yeah, the combatants look like something out of a Hollywood mind control movie. I mean, demonic faces, whacked out of their minds, non-Muslim garb. And, I mean, now it's admitted, injectors everywhere with LSD and cocaine. They were mainlining cocaine and LSD. I mean, that is right out of the CIA mind control handbook.
Well, I don't see an explanation for why. I can understand why they take cocaine if they want to stay up for two nights or whatever. But LSD completely upsets your perception of the world around you. That's not what you want to have.
Well, no, that's mind control. You grab your mind control people that have been, you know, for a year or two being tortured till their brains are gone. You dump them out, hand them machine guns, and they do operant conditioning with them where they shock treatment them, they torture them. If they refuse to pick up the toy gun in the shooting rooms, you know, with projectors up as they shoot troops, that's one of the shooter mind control programs that's been leaked and declassified. And then they give them the cocaine to make them have an aggressive bad trip. But you're right. Normally shooting somebody up with LSD, they'd be unable to even operate. So, again, that was just meant to see on camera crazy people leering, walking around tripping on LSD, while the real commandos were busy shooting. That's why police were told not to shoot back, because they didn't want to shoot their own people. Meanwhile, you got the whacked out of their mind LSD heads running around foaming at the mouth, who can then be gunned down by police. Stay with us, Paul, one more segment.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. They were on LSD, cocaine, methamphetamine, injecting it. Says other stimulants. Just so happens that's the declassified 40s, 50s, and 60s commando mixture given to troops in Vietnam, you name it. They've also been giving similar cocktails to troops in Afghanistan. Source, Wired Magazine. Headline, The Marshall Plan. Let's go back to Paul Watson. Paul, in the 4 minutes we've got left in this segment, there's so many facets to this, but when you look at the total picture, that we've covered in the last two interviews we've done on this, last week and then yesterday, from the motive to the history to having Obama, you know, say there's going to be a major crisis, all his people saying this, and we said it'll be Pakistan. It'll be in that region. And then look what happened, because they telegraphed this. They want all the people in the know worldwide, government leaders and others, to know that they're doing it. And they stand to gain now as a pretext to go into Pakistan. Paul?
That's right. And I mean, there's another aspect. About a month ago, I came on your show and talked about a story that came out of China about representatives from Rand Corporation approaching the Pentagon and saying, basically, look, this financial downturn is killing everyone and it's killing us. We need a new war for weapon sales and to cover up, to distract from this financial downturn.
And they said it's got to be major. It's got to be World War III level. And boom, look what we see happening.
Yeah, so maybe that's linked as well. But now today you've got a report. The Indian foreign minister has refused to rule out military action against Pakistan following the Mumbai attacks, contradicting early statements. And these two countries have been to war three times before. It's not like it hasn't happened.
And now the West gave nukes to both sides. Again, they're telling you, have troops on the streets for terrorism, keep America safe. And our criminal government, illegitimate government, gave nukes to both sides.
And not only nukes, I mean, at the height of it, in 2001, 2002, the last time they nearly went to war, the US and Britain was selling F-16 fighter bombers and missile systems to India. And then when they did that, Pakistan would protest. And so they said, okay, we'll sell them to you as well.
Let's be clear. They did have a conventional war in Kashmir with ground troops, artillery, helicopters, thousands dead. They just didn't have a full-blown war.
Exactly, and you can go and read. In fact, someone emailed it to me again today. The consequences of an India-Pakistan nuclear war. Go and read that article, and quite frightening to say the least. But yeah, they've been armed. The US and Britain has armed both sides in the past. The difference is now they've got nukes, and the Indian foreign minister's talking about war. You have the US aircraft carriers sailing to the border of Pakistan in the immediate aftermath, not even in the aftermath, within the first few hours of this attack unfolding. So it's dangerous. And all the signs point to there at least being some kind of provocateur or group of provocateurs that were involved in the attack, because it just doesn't make sense without that.
You got a bunch of lunatics hopped up on LSD, amphetamines, and cocaine running around. And then meanwhile, all the witnesses are saying there was close to 50 different people running around. They'd see 10, 20, 30 together at once, and they're claiming it's only 10 people. And then they grab the one drooling patsy who went out and grandstanded, hallucinating for everybody, and say he's basically the commander. And I knew when I saw his picture, I said, that's going to be the one guy they catch. That's going to be the patsy. And last week I said, you watch, you're going to trot some blown-out-of-his-mind patsy. I mean, these guys leave me foaming on the mouth sometimes when they catch him and bring him out. I mean, it's always the same, Paul. They have manuals on how they do this.
That's right. Now you've got Obama appointing all the war hawks to his cabinet, basically getting everything ready for what he said he'd do during the election campaign, which was to expand the bombing raids in Pakistan. And I've noticed that all the liberals, or the majority of them, on the liberal websites, for example, when the announcement that Gates would continue, they were all saying continuity in this area is what we need. Now Obama campaigned on the foundation of quote change, and now all his liberal mindless supporters, or the majority of them at least, are saying we need continuity.
Four legs good, two legs bad. Now four legs good, two legs good too. Now four legs good, two legs better.
All right.
1984, Animal Farm all over again. And don't forget what Hermann Göring did when they firebombed the Reichstag. They grabbed a mentally ill person out of a mental institution, stripped him down naked, drugged him, and threw Marinus Vanderlip out on the street to then take the rap and have his head cut off as the firebomber of the Reichstag. Now that's all been released and declassified. Same thing here. Thank you, Paul Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
I'm going to break down how mind control works. There's different schools of it, but just what we know, what's declassified. If you see the new, the more modern Manchurian candidate, very accurate. Very, very accurate. They had that perfected in the 1960s. They made movies about it in the early 60s and threw it in your face, starring old Blue Eyes. And it always leaks out. People say, well, this stuff would come out if it was happening. It does come out. But the public can't handle the horror. The public is too frightened at a subconscious level to be able to face the danger. And so the danger grows and wins. The evil takes over. Not me. Not you, the listeners of this show. It isn't that we don't have concern. It is because we are concerned that we have decided to fight back. To do the best we can as watchmen on the parapet walls. To warn our fellow humans of the great evil that has seized control of our planet and that is setting up a bloodthirsty world government, a charnel house of sin, a slaughterhouse of pain and misery. mountains of stinking dead flesh. The black sun high in the sky, shining down on the pain. The psychic vampires of the New World Order, grown fat and bloated on the souls of men. All right, I'm going to get back into the mind control program and a bunch of other news and issues. Like riled up Kenton City residents, slow council's neatness drive. They want to inspect everybody's home, not just on the outside but the inside. Make sure your house is neat, and if it isn't, they're going to take your children. Ha ha, the journey into enslavement is intensifying. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before I get back into that, I want to tell you about a couple of sponsors that make this transmission possible. Number one, got a new sponsor that I'm really excited about, SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com, a great seed package, very, very affordable, and everybody should do this. And if you buy seed packs in mass, it is just exponentially inexpensive compared to going to the store and paying $2 or $3 for, you know, 10, 15 seeds for one variety or another. These are non-GMO seeds, by the way. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Just one word, SurvivalistSeeds.com, or you can call them at 620-637-2978, 620-639-2978. Knowing that something's coming is not the solution. Preparing for what's coming is the answer. Get 7 years of healthy food for pennies a pound, 100% heirloom seeds grown, your own food, and eliminate your dependence on society. Get 15,000 heirloom vegetable seeds for a 7-year family supply for just $129 plus $20 shipping and receive a free how-to DVD instructional video. Get seeds 5 times cheaper than the GM trash sold at Death Mart. Same day priority shipping by UPS. Online at SurvivalistSeeds.com or call 620-637-2978. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Very excited about that. And along the same line of especially our people, the people that are really aware, that saw this coming, that have cared, the salt of the earth, not dancing around like Jezebel, or dancing around below Mount Sinai with the golden calf, worshiping football in the BCS rankings. People need to get prepared, and you'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. And there's a place to find out how to inexpensively prepare your own food, how to store it. They have the videos, the books, the materials you need at foodshortageusa.com, 877-327-0365. Give Food Shortage USA a call or go online to foodshortageusa.com. That's 877-327-0365. The website reveals a step-by-step way for the average guy to get prepared for what's ahead. I think the best part about the system is that it gets you off the food grid, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. The site is foodshortageusa.com. And I want to say something about other folks that make this broadcast possible. Namely, our local AM and FM affiliates and their local sponsors. When you hear local sponsors that are played on this show in local markets around the country, be sure, especially in these hard times, to support those sponsors, to call them, to tell friends and family about them. We as a community, people that love liberty, need to work together and stick together in these darkening times, in these scary times. So also support our local affiliate sponsors. And if you're listening on an AM or FM station, please spread the word about that station, whether it's in Florida or Illinois or Texas or California or Wyoming or Montana, stations all over the place, New York. Please spread the word about those fine stations. Kansas, Missouri, places like that, all over. Please spread the word about those fine stations. 1330 up in Taylor, covering about a third or more of Texas. I can hear that all the way out at our family ranch in East Texas. All these fine stations, 90.1 here in Austin. please spread the word, because you can just tell folks at red lights, hey, tune into the local station. Give them the call letters. And that said, last but not least, prisonplanet.tv, until Christmas, you can get 5-plus months free. You get 5.3 months free when you pay for 6.7 months. That's what it comes down to. Biggest discount ever. 4.5 years of operation of prisonplanet.tv. Super fast download, streaming video, flash. You can burn them to disk, give them to people. Thousands of videos we've done. All 20 of my films in super high quality. Prison Planet. Prison Planet. .tv, or get a trial $5.95 monthly membership, and we've you can share your passcode with two or three people. You can also share your passcode, but if you give it to more than that, it will see that your passcode is being used by too many people and will block you. But I want you to share it with, so you can give yourself the gift of a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then give the passcode you create in a card to somebody for Christmas, for this holiday season, and give the gift of truth and information. Or go download the videos off the site, burn them to disk, give them to people as presents. Just get the information out. Make this Christmas about waking people up, not, going and blowing all your money and gas and going to the mall and fighting the crowds for junk. Give the gift of the info war, of awakening people, at prisonplanet.tv, or buy the books and DVDs and hard copy at infowars.com, or by calling toll-free. 888-253-3139. We have a lot of holiday specials, and we're really good at shipping. We've hired, more people in the last couple of years, so we're shipping stuff out just 2 or 3 days after the order comes in. I know that's not super quick for some people, but that's quick for us. So get your orders in the next few weeks. You'll get it by Christmas, the DVDs at Infowars.com and the secure online shopping cart. Okay. That said, let me get back briefly, and then I'm going to finish up with this and get into some other important news. You have the London Telegraph reporting and a bunch of other newspapers. Mumbai attacked. Terrorists took cocaine to stay awake during assault. Now, the average person reading this wouldn't know what they were seeing. But I happen to know in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they gave thousands of U.S. troops cocktails of injectable cocaine, methamphetamine, and LSD. They tested all sorts of other things, where they test PCP with LSD and mescaline. I mean, they've got all sorts of wild things to see what it would do. But the main reason they do it is to just dump some nuts out with it, who are the distractionary decoys who run around foaming at the mouth with machine guns in their hands. See, they found in the studies that cocaine and methamphetamine mixed with LSD injectable was the perfect drug, and they found that in the majority of the time, sometimes you just sit in the corner flopping around or chewing your fingers off. This is nightmarish level. This isn't hippies taking a tiny bit of acid. This is injectable. This is massive quantities. In some cases, 1,000 times the dose that a hippie would take just to see pretty colors. This totally blasts their minds, brain damages them, by the way. Devastating. But they found by mixing the cocaine and amphetamine, it caused violent bad trips. So that's why witnesses said they were just running around crazed, just shooting all directions. Just Meanwhile, the real commandos were going around shooting people. That's why the police didn't go in and stood back. Not saying they were involved, they were just told to stand down. Remember, just last week, the Germans got caught in Kosovo staging terror attacks against their own facilities as a pretext to bring more troops in and have a crackdown. Source on that, Reuters. Mumbai attacks. Terrorists took cocaine to stay awake during assault. Terrorists who battled Indian commandos for 60 hours last week relied on cocaine and other stimulants to stay awake for the duration of the fight. Yeah, right. Yeah, since when did the Muslim training camps of people hopped up on cocaine and LSD? Folks, this is ridiculous. Officials said drug paraphernalia, including syringes, were removed from the scene of the attacks, recovered from the scene, which killed almost 200 people. I guess that's now down from 300, their exaggeration. The heavily built men, who had undergone training at a special marine camp established by the Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist group in Pakistan, and also used steroids to build a tougher physique. We found injections containing traces of cocaine, LSD left behind by the terrorists, and later found drugs in their blood, one official said. There was also evidence of steroids, which isn't uncommon in terrorists. Yeah, they also, according to Wired magazine, The Pentagon admits this. They give our troops a similar concoction. And then after, they send the troops in Afghanistan in special battle groups, laboratory groups, tripping steroids, cocaine, LSD. And then they go in and they just kill everybody. Then they take the troops out, give them halcyon-type amnesics. This is all admitted. So they're testing how to do this. And they're saying that, well, go pull up the article on Wired Magazine. There's several others. It was called the Marshall Plan, because that's the head futurist there. He was like 90 years old when that came out. I don't know if he's still alive. The point is, he said it won't be what weapons we have. It'll be what drugs our troops are on in the future. And he said the U.S. military will drug, that's the plan, all of its combat troops. And then they list the drugs. Go read it right now. This is what they admit they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, remember Delta Force came back? A Delta Force squadron? Why they call ground troop squadrons, I don't know, but they call them squadrons. A squadron came back and killed four Delta Force guys in one night, all magically in one night, went and killed their families, but in one case, the guy fought the mind control, and when the police arrived, this was in the North Carolina newspapers, was flopping around violently, basically having a seizure. Folks, these men are the best troops we've got. They don't just break like that, especially four in one night, murdering their children. It was some type of test. Four men from Delta Force murdering their families in one night. But the one who didn't do it started attacking his wife and children and then ran out the door and began flopping violently and scratching and pulling at his eyes and foaming at the mouth. Because he'd been programmed with a compulsion to kill, so he just started killing himself. I mean, you don't believe me? Just pull the articles up. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they've done. And that's why you're going to see, quote, white terrorists in America. They take these guys and torture them for months, folks. Mind control them for months. Now, mind control tends to not get a good commando. You don't really get somebody who operates well. They are just the decoys who then get caught at the scene. You understand? And then they're so blown out of their mind that they can't defend themselves and don't remember anything. Because these levels of LSD wipe your mind. You won't remember months of what happened. There was also evidence of steroids, which isn't uncommon in terrorists. Uh-huh. These men were all toned, suggested they had been doing some heavy training for the attacks. This explains why they managed to battle the commandos for 50 hours with no food or sleep. What does toned have to do with it? Real commandos are skinny. They're svelte. They're not taking steroids. It's not about being big. It's about being strong and having stamina. Being able to march 50 miles with a pack on your back. It's about marksmanship. It's about being cool. It's about being focused. And then if you've been awake for 3 days, then they start taking stimulants. But then that only works for another 24 hours. Then you start having hallucinations and making mistakes. It goes on and on. Okay. Now I want to go over a few pieces of evidence. What is it? One Day in September is the name of the film. It won an Academy Award. It's narrated by Kurt Douglas. There's so many examples. They're all just popping in my head from memory. And at the end of the film, they admit that they have the former head of German intelligence, who was running it at the time, admit that basically the whole hostage thing was staged, and then to release the living hijackers and the living terrorist takers, hostage takers, they staged a hijacking just as the German government did as an excuse to release the Palestinian terrorist. See, all this stuff just comes out. Now, that was in Munich decades ago. Remember what I said earlier about Hermann Göring? What did the vice chancellor do in the Reichstag February 27th, 1933, months after being elected? He firebombed the building. That's now been released. The European courts have released it. It was always in the Nuremberg trials and in the documents. People would try to deny it, but now the German government admits, yes, it was staged. That just came out, what, 6 months ago, 7 months ago? And what happened? Well, what we always said happened. They grabbed a mental patient, Marinus van der Lubbe, Dutch, so it was also a language barrier. They stripped him down. They drugged him up. And they firebombed the Reichstag, started it up in Goering's office, grabbed Marinus, kept him drugged up, had a show trial, put it on the newsreels and radio, and then cut his head off. Now remember McVeigh, state police, see him driving erratically, he gets out foaming at the mouth, they said they believed he was on drugs, saying, I got a chip in me, it hurts, get it out. Mind control, folks.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Case after case after case after case after case, the sarin nerve gassing in the subways in Japan. The cults are always associated with supplying the, quote, terrorists, and it's always drugged up mental patients that carry it out. And there are so many cases of this. Over and over and over and over again. And this is how these covert operations work. And remember McVeigh. He's out driving a big, giant, old bomber car bright yellow, no license plates, the perfect getaway car, driving erratically. State police pull him over. There's a gun on the dash. He gets out, foaming at the mouth. That was in the police report, state police. Drooling, begging him for help, saying, get it out. I've got a chip in my butt. It hurts. Get it out. Make them stop. Now, he probably didn't even have a chip, folks. They tortured them for months, sometimes years, and they will tell them, you're in pain because of the chip, while they're on LSD being tortured. And so they have a Pavlovian response. You ever seen a dog that's been beaten? When you're at somebody's house and you raise your hand to comb your hair, you raise your hand to get a glass of water off the table, you make a sudden movement, the dog flinches. Have you ever been around people, you can tell somebody beats their wife because the husband will make a move and the wife flinches? That's Pavlovian conditioning. That's Pavlovian conditioning. Well, imagine being tortured 24 hours a day, audio commands, a headset on your head, pumping in, this is declassified, pumping in audio commands. And within 6 months, they could break any woman. They could break men even faster, but then men wouldn't take the programming, and basically, it was erratic. But they found with mind control with women, at mental institutions, they would literally kidnap healthy women, generally young women, or they would get wealthy families to commit their daughters, and they would secretly remove them to facilities and then tell them, oh, they're at a special research institute. And this is mainline, this is on mainline TV. Thousands of women just in one facility. But Dr. Ewing Cameron, remember that? Just Google Dr. Ewing Cameron. Jolly and West. The church hearings in Congress. By the way, who was McVeigh's doctor from the time he was arrested through the trial in Denver and then his execution years later at Terre Haute, Indiana? Dr. Jolly and West, the head of the MKUltra program. Oh, no one thinks anything when the head of the MKUltra program is his private psychologist. There to keep him under control until they got rid of the patsy, who had been sheep-dipped and brought into black operations after he was highly decorated in the first Gulf War. And that's now been confirmed in government documents that he indeed was in the military after they said he was out. And he was videotaped at a base. We even have the Camp Grouper video shot by local police who were private pilots and thought it was suspicious. They saw a truck behind blackout fences, security fences, being loaded with fuel oil, and it's the exact Ryder truck that police officers took photos of and brought to the FBI before it happened. You see, it's compartmentalized. A very small percentage of the government of the terrorists, but they're at the top. So, other German police caught other German special forces staging terror attacks last week. Reuters. They caught them. Police caught the army loading the fuel oil truck. Nothing was done. Oklahoma City. Over and over again, they're caught. It's like the police keep catching government officials being pedophiles. Look, this is real, folks. This is going on. We've got to say no. All right, when we get back, I'm going to get into the latest on the end of Posse Comitatus and the end of the National Guard.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.